Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7, time for the Jimmy Carter Entertainment Report. Good morning, Jimmy Carter.
Well, good morning. They're doing the Oscar nominations, but you don't know, people haven't seen any of these movies, so I don't know how they're going to make chicken salad out of chicken poop on this one, but we'll see. Wicked will be something you know, and then there are others that will get a name, and then they'll show up in a couple of theaters, and people will go out. But said they're going to do the theme of Los Angeles the Beautiful is the Oscar theme this year, how it's the city of dreams, like in the movie La La Land.
Yeah.
They're going to kind of go for that theme.
Just so. The two people that Hollywood chose to announce the Oscar nominees this morning, Bowen Yang and Rachel Sennott.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're out of whack out there. They're out of whack because they lost the election. They're out of whack because of all the fires. And they're still out of whack from COVID that nearly put the exhibition of films out of business. So they're in a mess. They're also at a time, because of their own doing, that they stopped wanting to pay movie stars. They didn't want to have a bunch of Tom Cruises out there. But people in Hollywood goes through this, and so does Vegas periodically. They don't want to pay those big star salaries. And so they went with other kinds of films that people didn't want to see, and then they killed the goose that laid the golden egg. Now, today, there are supposed to be major layoffs at CNN. CNBC is reporting it. Others are reporting it. So I don't know. It may or may it will happen, but whether it's today, I don't know. And what these morons are going to do is get rid of a lot of behind-the-scenes people, you know, tape editors, producers, production assistants, those kind of things.
The ones that do all the work.
And leave the big salary idiots on TV. That's the reason we don't watch CNN. It's because of Jake Tapper. It's because of others that are – Jake Tapper in particular is particularly annoying to me these days. I used to really like him, but he is just not fair. And you want some – Anderson Cooper, people don't like him very much in some cases. I think he's a lot more fair than some of them are. And anyway, they're gonna have a major redo up there, and I think it's going to shock people today if they do what they say they're going to do today. And in fact, I have a story here this is a behind-the-scenes story that someone sent me. They had a big meeting the other day, and they told them they're going to weed the bias out of them. They want them to be more of a fair play. And so we'll see if that's going to be part of this shakedown today that is going on. In L.A., you've got the Hughes Fire. I don't know which one you talked about today. Hughes Fire is in the northeastern section of the greater Los Angeles area. If you were driving from L.A. to Sacramento, you'd have to go through where this Hughes Fire is, except the interstate is closed. And there's really not a way around. You just kind of can't do it. You got to go all the way to Santa Barbara to go around, or way out into the desert.
Yeah, I remarked on that. They call it, I guess it's Interstate 5 because they say the 5 freeway.
Yeah, great. It's great. They closed, called the Grapevine, where it actually is.
They closed 30 miles, and I think, I don't know, yeah, I've ever heard of a stretch of 30 miles.
Well, it's all through the mountains. It really is a mountainous area there, and it's, and the interstate is extremely divided. You know how you can be in an interstate, and, you know, maybe there's some trees dividing you and the other, maybe going in the other direction lane. This is way over there, you know, like a third of a mile. And it's going down one side of the mountain, and you're going up one side of the mountain. So that's where the Hughes Fire is, and I believe it's still there, although it may be calmed down some. And then overnight, they had a fire on the 405 area, which is in the far northwestern section of the greater Los Angeles area. So they're doing whack-a-mole. The president's going out there on Friday after he goes to North Carolina first. And he's real big on the fact that North Carolina didn't get taken care of properly, and they said they were out of money, but he supposedly found some money that they'll do better off. Now, the country radio people have a convention once a year, and they name artist humanitarians every year, and they've named Luke Combs and Eric Church the humanitarians this year because they put together this concert in Charlotte that 82,000 people attended and raised millions of dollars. And the Eric Church part of that charity is actually building 100 homes for the people there in Avery County as they put that money on the ground. And so that's what I think Trump is trying to figure out. I don't know what they're going to do in L.A. That's a real big issue. But, you know, the lack of journalism in the country now, because we've fired all the reporters and now going to fire the people, you know, behind the scenes at the TV news networks. Why is there, and maybe there is, a trusted reporter in a newspaper that does just one big thing with people who are the experts, divided up because I'm sure they're on both sides of the fence, but do a section on what is true and what is false about water in California. You know, where is it scarce? Is there anything that can be done about it? They can't keep robbing off the Colorado River. Everybody's done a story on that. Arizona is kept alive by the Colorado River, but L.A. gets a lot of their stuff from the Colorado River. But how can the mountain snow runoff, how can that be more properly saved, and who is doing what? It would be interesting to see 60 Minutes go off and do something on that if they can remain fair and tell both sides, and which I don't know technically that they can do. So we'll see about that.
I'll not be commenting on that.
Yes, stay out of that one until we get somebody that really knows what they're talking about here, because I heard Trump last night go through it again, and some of that is absolutely correct, that they do send water that goes off into the Pacific Ocean, but why no one's really done a really good thing on that, I don't understand. I just don't, you know, if you've got the water that's up there, you build aqueducts, you got all kinds of, you know, things that people do. They've done some amazing things in Arizona with the water from the Colorado, how they get it to Phoenix and do what they do with it, and they still don't have enough of it. So I just don't know. I'm trying to not do just, oh, yeah, and you got to mention that if you're just waking up and everything, because I didn't believe it when I saw it. What? 7 police officers shot in San Antonio at the Stone Oak apartment complex. SWAT found the suspect dead in a standoff. So that seems to be happening more and more lately with the murder-suicide. They had one in Nashville yesterday. Some of you may have seen at the Antioch High School. Antioch High School is not horribly far from the Nashville airport. If you've been there, it's south of it. The zip code is 37013, and that's where you don't want to own a home. If you're in that 37013, people moving into town, they've heard, and it's been this way for 30 or 40, maybe 50 years, that zip code is troubled. It's a lower socioeconomic. It wasn't, though. In the 80s, it was the hot place. If you were going to be a swinging single, you got you an apartment there in Antioch and then did wherever you were going to go to party and have a good time.
Is that the area that I was asking you about 3 months ago, too, where the Nashville Cemetery is that has all the famous people?
Well, there's a couple of those, but one, were they cuff in it? Is that one, the cemetery?
Yeah, I think so, because what took me over there again was finding the memorial Captain D's that I took Eric to 10 years ago, and he was scared to death.
What was the seediest part of town ever?
Yeah. There's a couple of those, actually. I mean, you've got one cemetery where you've got people who actually signed the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
That's the city cemetery that's right near downtown, almost on the cusp, you know, just outside that interstate loop that goes around town. You've got the cemetery that's across from the big Veterans Cemetery in Madison, where Roy Acuff is buried, and, the guy that wrote Gentle on My Mind, I mean, all these people like that are buried there. And then there's the cemetery where George Jones is buried. If you've ever been there, that's a big cemetery, but that's an okay part of town. I'm trying to think of where you guys could have gone.
Yeah, I have to think about it. What I remember is there was a stretch of 2 or 3 miles where I was looking at the businesses, and as I said, went in one or two. There were more people there that spoke Spanish only, no English.
Oh, yeah. Murfreesboro
Road. Then you'll find anywhere.
That's where Bob took me. Yeah. All I wanted, Jimmy, I was like, take me to the cool place. Remember later we went and had dinner with you at our lunch at the Palm. I was looking for a cool place that said, this is Nashville, Tennessee. And Bob took me to Captain D's.
Yeah, I said, you want seafood?
Yeah, straight from our ocean.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
The Indian Ocean, but yeah.
The Gulf of America, where most of that seafood came from. The two dead, including the gunman at the Nashville High School, this was a boy-girl shooting with someone got in the way. Second major school shooting in town. You know, the other one was that private school involving a troubled teenager. This one was involving a teenager who didn't bring the gun in, had the gun in the bathroom somewhere hidden. And I don't know exactly how, I mean, there's a lot of information that's going to be learned about this, but the fact that they've had, you know, and did they have police officers in the school? Yes. But I heard the audio tape of this, that someone was recording, but the phone was in their pocket. They didn't show anything, at least the one I saw. And it went, pop, pop, pop. Now, there's no cop that could have, even if they were in the cafeteria, could have, you know, reacted that quickly to things. So there's a lot to be learned about that school shooting. And it had everybody in town torn up because all those kids that were killed at that private school, you know, that's still fresh. And there's been money that's been spent to hire police officers for schools. And I don't know about the metal detectors. I doubt that's gone on everywhere. And then they did pass a law that has teachers could carry concealed handguns, but that wouldn't have done any good yesterday either. So I think you got to keep the gun out of the school through the metal detector, sounds like probably the best way to do it. But if you don't have people that can go through, like turn the school into an airport type situation, I don't know. I mean, it's just sickening. It just makes you want to throw up, you know, particularly. And these are both schools that had the first one that killed a lot of people. That was an upper socioeconomic private school, and this is a lower socioeconomic public school. So it's hit both stratas, and it's just heartbreaking. Really is heartbreaking. An anxious federal workforce. It says bids goodbye to job stability and remote work. That's the Washington Post talking to their people, West Washington and Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal. Remember how this happened, the going home and working was because of COVID. And why it didn't change, I guess COVID never was like over on a certain date or whatever, and it just kept dragging on. And there wasn't a lot of leadership to make people come back to work and stop all that. So it's more abrupt that's going on now, so we'll see how this all goes on. The picture's very cloudy on the immigration front. I think there are things going on. There are people being arrested. I think these are all really bad people that they're getting, but I don't know that. 1,500 troops going to the border, prepared to spend 10,000 active duty troops. So they're scrambling in the Pentagon to figure out, you know, who's trained to do whatever it is they're going to do. And then when you send a couple of thousand people somewhere. You got to house them. You got to, you know, you got to food for them. You got to protect them and do all that stuff. So it's more than just moving. You know, they always said that for every infantryman with a gun, there's four or five people standing behind them that support that gun. And that's what it's going to take on that, too. So don't know how exactly,
you know,
they're going to do that.
There's somewhat of an interesting, we'll get to in a little bit, story in the New York Times today that, and New York Times is certainly is not in the center, right?
Right.
But they hired Axios and Ipsos, big polling companies. This morning they published that the percent of Americans who support deporting immigrants who are here in the country illegally and have a documented crime is 66%. The percent of Americans to deport immigrants who are just here illegally but haven't committed a crime is only 11%. Yeah, I'm surprised it's even that high, frankly. But it does say that this, and it even gets to your point real quick, should the military be used to find and detain undocumented immigrants? Only 38%, 59 say no.
Well, I think they want to put this military, yeah, I agree, that's real touchy. As far as being down there on the border and doing whatever they want to do down there, I think that's a proper role, you know, for the military and for the Coast Guard to shore up where they didn't have anybody trying to, you know, stop people from coming around on the water. That's a proper role for the military. So we have federal police officers, and they're out there, the ICE people, and they'll be out there today. And it's just, again, this is where you don't have any news reporters, and it's really hard to cover things when you don't have reporting staff, and whether it's in TV news or whether it's the actual newspapers. You know, you have a lot of people that can write from their homes, but you need reporters' boots on the ground to be able to cover a lot of these stories. And frankly, there just aren't that many reporters left that can do this, and maybe even in a fair or balanced way. You have people with an axe to grind that might be out there, but it's going to get very interesting here because there's a lot of news to cover in the next 6 months, and we're cutting back in staff everywhere you go instead of increasing it. You'd think you'd want more First Amendment, more observation of the media on government if you had a problem with it. So I stay confused.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now with page two, here's Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, the Oscar nominations are coming out as we speak, and again, they're online. Kenny Chesney. He's going to do something at the Sphere. I want to go to the Sphere real bad. I'd love to see anybody playing there just to experience the 171 million pixels and 16K clarity and the 167,000 individual speakers. I can't even, my mind will not process
Jimmy,
that.
Everybody that's gone there to the Sphere to see a show. I had some friends go see U2 or go to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Said it's the most amazing audio and visual thing you'll ever see. Just walked out going, I want to go back the second they get
it. Did you ever get to see Love by the Beatles at the Mirage Hotel?
I did not.
Boy, was that was my first experience with something like this, in the fact that the sound is 360 degrees. It's coming from the back of your head because there's speakers in your chair. It's coming from speakers wherever they are, all over the place. The sound is completely immersive. You may hear this term immersive sound. That's one thing they're going to do at Bonnaroo this year. They're going to do the first ever immersive concert where they're going to put, you know, you go into a, remember, oh, and when we were all children, we'd go to the movie theater. There were some pretty big speakers hidden behind the screens in front, and that's where they were. Later, as we've gone, they've added rear speakers, side speakers, and all kinds of. Now it's fairly immersive when you go into a movie theater. And you go into an IMAX, it's even better than that. The sound's coming from, you know, the airplane comes from behind you and goes past you, or it goes from the left and goes to the right. It's just unbelievable sound. Well, they're going to do that in concerts. And in the Sphere, 167,000 speakers. There's speakers in your seats. There's speakers in the sky. There's speakers everywhere. And the trick is, in fact, they've been working on this just for Chesney a year. They've been doing this now long enough. Well, it'll even be better with Chesney because they're doing all complete videos. I think the Eagles, they didn't go into all this. They went and just put up a bunch of stuff that's like, it was simple graphics that fly around and some generic stuff and things like that. It was a visual experience, but it's not to the potential of what that thing could be, because the Eagles are just about making money, and they weren't going to go spend millions of dollars to make their visuals, you know, jump around.
You know, from everything you and Eric are describing, I said, well, man, that does sound good, but I bet you can't afford it. Well, you know what? It's bad, but it's not a lot. The Eagles are there tomorrow night at the Sphere. And on StubHub, there are a few tickets that range around $370. And then it goes on up $700. And most of the decent seats are $500 to $800, which these days, yeah, for something like that, I wouldn't pay. But
as the time goes on and people really create the visuals that are appropriate for that facility and rejigger their sound, where you're taking full advantage of the immersive audio, where, you know, you're sitting in a seat. Imagine sitting in a seat, look to the left, look to the right, look upside, look down, and it's all picture. I've been in a couple of these type things over time, and it's weird. I mean, you got to get used to it, that's for sure. Wrap around sound. But anyway, Kenny has added more shows. June 18, 20, 21. I'm not familiar with this company, but it's V-I-B-E-E, Vibe, Vibe. That's who's selling it. They're selling packages. The actual sales don't happen until next week, but they're doing some pre-sales now. Songwriters Hall of Fame, they put a couple of people in here that you would know. Mike Love of the Beach Boys, the Doobie Brothers, George Clinton and the Funkadelics, Tear the Roof Off the Sucker, one of my favorite songs.
Me too.
Let's see, the Doobie Brothers are going in, and a guy named Rodney Darkchild Jerkins, who I'd never heard of, but he did stuff for Mariah Carey and other people, so he did stuff. So all these are going into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the National, sometime later this year. So that's nice. Oh, let's see if there's anything else we've just absolutely missed out on. TikTok, they're in Davos. Davos is over in Europe. And that's where all the rich people gather, the muckety-mucks from around the world. And they say that TikTok's going to get purchased. That's going to happen, and it's going to happen within this 75 days. So if you're a TikTok person, I think you're going to be all right. I don't know how they're going to swap the algorithm. I guess they'll just give them the algorithm somehow. I don't know how all that works, but however it works.
I feel like it's already changed. I feel like it's already on some new servers.
Do you think so?
It just certainly feels that way if you've been on TikTok.
Do you realize that if you go to any of the app stores, whether it's Apple or, you know, Android or any of the, that nobody will put it up there because they don't want to be sued because of the law, despite the extension. I guess you can just go to TikTok itself to if you're not or you don't already have an app, but you can't get it from an app store.
Well, that's probably true. They're a little scared. I haven't really spent a lot of time on it lately, but I've noticed Facebook's doing some changes too. I'm having a hard time getting numbers on certain things, and there's something going on backstage at there too, because they're trying to push. What they're doing is they're paying up to like $50,000 for creators who were creating stuff on TikTok to go to Instagram. If you'll come over to Instagram and do your thing over here, we'll pay you $50,000 bonuses. So they're trying to pull people to Instagram, and I think they're trying to not pay the bonuses they were paying over at Facebook.
If you ever want to be an influencer, now's the time to jump in, because the algorithm has changed on TikTok and Facebook and Meta and Instagram, or as you pointed out. But if you go to TikTok right now, Jimmy, if you are a TikTok person, all the news is gone. All the fire stuff is gone. All the spaceship. Mm. Go look up Dior bags. That's where everybody's putting the UFO and the orbs. It's not on because it's like when they're saying unalived. So to keep people from, keeping that off, it's Dior bags. That's where all the UFO info, believe me, because I was down that hole last night.
Well, I just called it up right now. First thing up is Barron Trump being the boss. Next thing is some kind of debit or credit card skin for your, it's all this Trump stuff. Kaya Trump, you know, she's a tennis player, and she's a real hot teen.
Yep.
Cialis commercial, Derrick Henry, Chris Cuomo, something live. What is that? The Carpet Man Live. I don't know what that is. Just a lot of weird stuff.
But if I'm not mistaken, what you're getting is based on the algorithm of what you've spent any time with before.
Yeah, everybody's saying their algorithm changed.
Different, yeah.
But see, I didn't go on to see the test dude, and he's up there right now. And I didn't go on for any of those people.
But it's crossing over to what you do on Facebook and all.
My point is your algorithm changed too. And many people
are... Everybody's algorithm has changed.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing a hoochie. I haven't seen one hoochie dancing so far. So that could be big, because there was always hoochie dancing.
That and a lot of the news has been taken off.
Yeah, something's going on out there now for sure. That's true. Okie dokie, boys.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jimmy. Stay tuned to Eric and Bob. Jimmy brought to you by Precision Camera and Video. And, of course, Swertner Farm and Ranch, the good folks. Jim Swertner and Capital Land and Livestock. We'll take a look at a bunch of things, including a look back at just how fortunate we were with the cold weather, but some of the fallout you may not have known about. And put it in contrast, which I could probably do pretty quickly. New Orleans, by the way, never had a snow like this. The last time they had any snow at all, I think, was 10 years ago. Maybe it was 8. Last time they had any significant snowfall, it was 1859. And then they got measurably in New Orleans, Metairie and all that, 10 to 12 inches. We only got statistically less than 1. Look like more than that, but I don't know how to measure snow. 8:05 with Eric and Bob. More to come. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.